Electric Light Orchestra, Sweet Talking Woman, Gilly till 4 today. John Gilmore with you, BBC Radio Lancashire, and Talat Furukawan at 4, sitting in for Brett Davison this afternoon. Well, it certainly seems like our schools and colleges are hard at work on a variety of projects. We were hearing just before 3:30 from students at Hamilton Community College about the Autumn Watch work they're undertaking. We're moving to Longridge High School now, or rather, Longridge High School have come to join us. The school's new young enterprise team, Taste, have set up their own business promoting locally produced food and drink. And as part of this, they're holding a food festival and producing a recipe book featuring recipes from local people such as Nick Park and Nigel Howarth. Here to tell me more is Tim Greaves, who's the ICT tutor at the school and running the enterprise team. And indeed, we've got team members Thomas Calderbank, Laura Sharples, Rebecca Langtree and Matthew Leach, who we'll be talking to in a moment. But firstly, Tim, just tell me a little bit about the Young Enterprise Scheme. Is it a national project, this?
It is, yeah. It's a national competition that schools run for a number of years. Been quite successful in the past as well. It's my first year of doing it, so I've got quite a lot to live up to. But it's a good competition. It gives the students lots of experience. And
has it been different? Obviously, it's food this time. Has it been different things in the past?
Yeah, every year. I think last year they did some heat warmers and things like that. In the past, it's been various things. But this year we try to be a bit different and change it.
Is it a particular year from the school, or is it the whole school that can be part of the team?
It's always the last year, the year 11 students, yeah.
Also with us is, as I say, Thomas, Laura, Rebecca and Matthew. Thomas Calderbank is the managing director of Taste. How did you decide, Thomas, the type of business that you wanted to set up?
Well, we saw that there was a great variety of local food and drink producers in the area, and we've sort of decided that we had to have something to do with them, really, because it's brilliant the amount of good food and drink that they're producing. So we decided to do a recipe book first, and the idea behind that was we use local seasonal produce and cutting down on the carbon miles of food. And then we thought, well, we could have a food festival to sort of launch the book from, and that's how we got there, really.
Just back to Tim, how was it decided who went into the team, and how many team members are there?
All the students last year applied to be part of the team, and there is 13 in the team at the moment, but a couple, I think, have dropped out since, so we're down to 11, I think, now, and there was a few more that applied. But those were selected by myself and another member of staff.
Also with us is Laura Sharples. You're in charge of operations. What does that mean then, Laura?
Well, I was helping to develop the idea, the product that we made, and also to balance finding out how much the book cost and how to produce it, really.
And also in charge of sales is Rebecca. So has that been a difficult job, Rebecca?
Well, we haven't really sold much yet, but it will be on Saturday when we start getting everything done. I've got to make sure we make profit. I've got to make sure that we've got enough profit to help us win the competition at the end.
So what will you have to do on Saturday? What will you have to sell? What's your job
we're,
then?
Obviously advertising the recipe book that we're doing, and also our local companies are coming in, and they're giving, like, we charge them to come in, and they're selling just the produce that they normally supply.
And Matthew's with us. He's in charge of finance, so you're in charge of the purse strings then, Matthew. Is he difficult to get money out of?
Yes.
What's your job then as finance? How much money have you been given, or do you just collect it all at the end?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the money, basically. I've got to keep a record of exactly what goes in and out of the company, because it's very important that we keep track of how much money we've got. So I've got to make a record on the accounts of what money that we have.
And back to Thomas, the MD, just a little bit about the event on Saturday. Where will that be held, and who is it open to everyone to come along?
It's open to anybody to come. It's the entry is free. It's this Saturday, the 14th, at the Civic Hall in Longridge, from 10:30 until 4:00. We've got some cooking demonstrations from a local chef, and we're going to have some live entertainment as well.
Has it been difficult to put it all on, the events?
I'd say it was pretty difficult, because we had to arrange with the Mayor of Longridge over the hiring of the Civic Hall. Then we've all had to go out and talk to the local companies and see if they would like a stall, and then arranging with them whether they can come.
Just back to Tim. It's great, great life experience, this, isn't it, for the future, really? Is that the way it's looked upon at the school?
It is, yeah. It's looked at giving him personal experience of how a business works. Every week they have a board meeting and discuss how the company's going, the money they've made, and agendas they need to run and things. It's good.
I suppose, really, the question to Thomas, is it like The Apprentice? Have you fired anyone yet, Thomas?
I've been tempted, but no.
Can you name names here, or would you rather keep that to yourself?
Probably the politician's answer.
That's very good. It's going to do well, isn't he? Thomas, the Managing Director of Taste. It all happens at Longridge Civic Hall on Saturday. You can go along and support that. 19 minutes to 4. It's BBC Radio Lancashire for Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget, we're out and about on Friday, incidentally. Digital switchover again with the BBC bus. Friday afternoon, find Carol and myself at Deepdale Retail Park in Preston. It'd be lovely to see you there anytime between 1 and 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The BBC bus there from 10 in the morning. Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. Travel news next.